بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم: فتحب الريح الشمال فتحثوا في وجوههم وثيابهم فيزدادوا حسنا وجمالا. We were reading this hadith narrated by Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that there will be bazaars shopping in Jannat also, and a particular shopping area on a Friday, and the people will go there. And we explained the various types of shopping. One type will be that a person will see the forms of people, and then he will be able to become like them, just as he would wish. And but we will have to have that money which will be the thawabs, and that is what we have been sent in this world to to collect our currency for the akhirah. And the things there will be very, very expensive. So yeah, while we have the opportunity, we have to acquire as much currency as we can. There we won't be able to acquire any more currency, and so we have to acquire it here. And the other one, difference of the shopping of this world and the akhirat, will be, yeah, if we buy something, we give our money and we get the product what we wanted. There it will be, you won't give the money, but you'll have to have that amount of money, what the price will be. So therefore, and our gunas diminish, they are the debits, and they diminish our sawabs. So we should stay away from gunas, make tawbah completely, and try and make as big a balance as we can of our sawabs. After that, then there will be a wind that will blow, فَتَهُبُّ رِيحُ الشَّمَالِ. A wind from the northern side will blow. And this is referred to as from the northern side because the Arabs were very used to the wonderful wind which they used to get from the north, that is from the side of Syria, and this should bring the rains to them. The rains used to come with this northern wind. Therefore it has been referred to as that which you would desire very much, that will come. And the effect of this will be فَتَحْتُ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ وَثِيَابِهِمْ. And this wind, which is also called مُثِيرًا, that will have a wonderful effect. It will brush on their faces, on their clothes. And as a result of this brushing of that wind on them, فَيَزْدَادُونَ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. They will increase in their beauty and in their handsomeness. These men who had gone, they were not so beautiful, not so handsome when they left their homes, the palaces of Jannah. But when they return, they will be much more handsome and much more beautiful. Also, husna wa jamala, the two words are synonyms referring to generally beauty. But the difference here is that husnan is that is the beauty that they will be given, general beauty. They will be enhanced very greatly in that. And then special points of beauty again they will be given, whether it be in the eyes, whether it be in the lips, whether it be in the cheekbone, whatever special qualities of beauty they will be also given. فَيَرْجِعُونَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ. Then they will return to their families again. After now becoming much more handsome, they will return to the families. وَقَدْ إِزْدَادُ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. And in such a condition that their beauty and handsomeness has been enhanced and increased dramatically, very greatly. فَيَقُولُ لَهُمْ أَهْلُهُمْ. Their families will say to them, their wives will say to them, in other narrations it comes more in detail, that when you left us you were not so handsome and beautiful. How is it now that you are so much more handsome and beautiful? So they will ask them, وَاللَّهِ لَقَدِزْدَتُمْ حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. By Allah, you people are so much more handsome and so much more beautiful. And they will reply and say, فَيَقُولُونَ. The man will say, وَأَنْتُمْ وَاللَّهِ لَقَدِزْدَتُمْ بَعَدَنَا حُسْنًا وَجَمَالًا. And you too, our wives and all the Hurul Een and the wives of this world will be much more beautiful than the Hurul Een also. But by the effect of that wind, that Muthira, they will also have increased in their beauty. They will have great beauty and also Jamal, special points of beauty. There is also one great difference of between this world and the year after. Yeah, normally as a person grows old, then his face becomes disfigured, he loses his teeth, aesthetics of the face are lost, and then he's, especially if he, while he's sleeping, and some people sleep with their mouths open and without the teeth in the mouth, and when the cheeks start going in, and the whole face changes. Yeah, in this world, as a person becomes older, then usually he becomes disfigured in his face. He hasn't got that beauty. But in Jannat, the longer a person, and it will be forever, there is no longer. It is forever and ever a person will stay in Jannat, and the beauty of the man also, beauty of the woman will also increase tremendously. Yeah, also another great difference, many a husband will tell his wife, you don't look beautiful. But he forgets to see how he looks. If he has a look in the mirror and sees his own self as how he looks, then he won't make such statements. But in Jannat, the wife and the husband, both their beauty will just keep on increasing. So what great love won't there be between them? And all this is for us to acquire now. This is the time that we should not be later on sorrowful, and it comes, that also comes in the hadith. A person will be so sorrowful on the day of Qiyamah that what opportunities he had to make his Jannat, and he just let them go by like that. And that he didn't save himself from Jahannam. May Allah let us, and really it is the kindness and mercy of Allah, but effort from our side also, that we prepare for our Jannat and get saved completely from Jahannam.